In a typical Wisconsin winter, most lakes across the state are covered in a thick layer of ice that people take advantage of for skating, fishing, and other outdoor activities. Patrick Mose with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says that's not really happening this year.
The current, I don't want to say heat wave, but the unseasonably warm weather we've had in the upper Midwest, that ice conditions across the board are just, they're unsafe in a lot of areas.
Three people in the state have died in the last week after falling through thin ice and drowning. Mose says anyone planning to walk out on a seemingly frozen lake should think twice, since most waterways cannot support the weight of a person right now.
With the weather lately, it's not been there. You know, kind of gets around freezing at night, but you know, the sun in 30s and 40 degree temps during the afternoon definitely makes the ice fragile.
Mose says there needs to be at least several days in a row of solid sub-freezing temperatures before the ice is safe. Even then, think about safety.
You want to let someone know where you're going, and then you're going to want to have, you know, some type of throw rope or ice picks or nails in the worst-case scenario that you would happen to fall through the ice.
Moe says catching a fish or taking a shortcut right now is not worth putting your life in danger. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.